We've been finishing the sefer for the last few weeks, and I think Mitzvah over the next week or two to try to finish this separate parak at the end of Das Midah Secher from Rav Schwartz. And we're learning is that one of the, if not the greatest problem that we have when it comes to all of the work that we do in our lives for Tikkun Amidas, is that we only make use of a very small part of the kaychus that we have, A, and B, we only see a very external manifestation of what that particular midah is. We see the ugly part of it that is peeking out and staring at us in the face, that ugly expression of that midah. The one we're talking about right now, the Rosh Hashanah is talking about on page Reish Nun Daled, we're around six lines up from the bottom, is gaiva. Just as an example. Of how we're able to, once we're able to identify, believe in the low midah, the einam and hamidah that we don't see staring at us in the face, then we'll be equipped to be mesaken hamidahs. But if we're only familiar with its negative and very obvious and very upsetting manifestation in our lives, and we don't really know what the midah, where it comes from and what it is in Kedusha, so at best, like we learned last week, we're just putting some cream or some lotion on, and we're not really getting to the bottom of things. So on the bottom of Reish Nun Daled, Havodah Chitzonis, again around 6-7 lines up, Havodah Chitzonis Yashbulis Atzmai. That's where we're up to. So the person is honest enough and recognizes that he has a problem with haughtiness, with gaiva. He sees that he has a problem with gaiva. And he opens up all of the nice books about gaiva that have, you know, suggestions of what to do with gaiva. And at least the way that we were traditionally taught is that since you see yourself as being so high and mighty and above other people, the avoda that you need to engage in is yashpilis atzmai. And everybody, of course, knows that the Rambam says that if something is bent this way, if you want to get it straight, you got to bend it all the way the other way. That's the only thing, one of those few things that, I wouldn't say the only, but there are like five or six things that guys pick up along the way in yeshiva. And that's one of the few items that they retain, is that if something is, the Rambam says that if something is bent all the way in a bad way, then you have to bend it all the way, the opposite way, then it should be good. So you have to go through the opposite extreme. So the opposite extreme of gaiva, of haughtiness, is yashpilas atzmai, to degrade and lower yourself. Yakish shakala karchis enem mimenu, this is what we just ended with last week. You should recognize that even whatever you have in your life that's good, or any talents or skills or mindless that you have, it's not you. It's not you, it's never you. And like all of us, what we did catch on is the good stuff is not us, but anything that's bad is us. So that avoda of lowering oneself, which of course does make some sense, but only when it's part of the entire program. That is the avoda hachitzonis. That's external. That's the lotion, the cream. That's not the cure of gaiva. The reason it's not the cure is because the truth is that gaiva is not a sickness that needs to be cured. Gaiva is a healthy, holy instinct that needs to be trained and elevated. I wanted to say, now I remember that I put up over here that the learning today should be a schus. I just saw this a second before. The learning should be a schus. There should be a fuhr shlemer for Binyamin Aaron Ben Hensha. You should have a fuhr shlemer for Besor Shah Choli Yisrael. We should hear only Besor Stavis, Mr. Hashem. I'll add to that also Yehudas Bas Chava, Shavu Fuhr Shlema, Avram Chaim, Ben Yata Falka, Shavu Fuhr Shlema, Besor Shah Yisrael. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Refuas HaNefesh. These individuals need a Refuas HaGuf. We all need a Refuas HaNefesh. And Gaiva itself, this is a problem in its external manifestation, in its negative manifestation. It's a problem. But it's not something that needs to be cured. The unhealthy symptoms of Gaiva need to be taken care of. But we're not talking about removing something that is at its core evil or bad. As the Pasuk in Devarim says that the whole tachlis of a person is to realize, to recognize that he has a gavus ruach. There is something great. There's something extraordinary and unique about myself, about who I am. Vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem. Vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem. The avodah is vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem. How to uncover the holy side of part of Gaiva that's on the other side of the wall. That's not in that sefer that you read, or that's covered with a tablecloth, using the mishnah that we were talking about last week. So midas ha-gaiva, hishlilis o chiyuvis. So first the question is gaiva something which is negative or is it something which is positive? K'muvan ein musa shlili v'chiyuvi b'midas. We learned from the very beginning of the sefer. What does that mean? There's no such thing by a midah as being absolutely bad or being absolutely good. That whole definition is not true. And it was, even though we've seen that in many svarim, and we've heard a lot about that over the years, there is no such thing. The same way that an apple is a good thing. It's delicious. It's nutritious. It's great. But if you take an apple and you shove it down the throat of a little baby, then you're going to kill the kid. Zodavar shlili. If you use the apple the wrong way, then you're going to harm the child. Kach ein musak shal midah shlilis. Gaiva itself is not to say that it's objectively evil. Gaiva is wrong. It's simply not true. The fact that you've seen that in Svarim, it's not true. Ein musag shal midah shlilis. That's a very chitzonistic way of looking at an apple and looking at gaiva, looking at a midah. Midas ha-gaiva im ishtamashnu ba b'mokam ha-lo nochon hishlilis. If I use pride, self-worth, and so on in the wrong way, then I'm looking at the ugly side of the wall of the table, and it's shlilis, it's negative, it's destructive. There's nothing as disgusting as gaiva. But the same thing is nothing as disgusting as taking an apple and shoving it down a baby's throat. But v'im b'mokam anochi. But if I use that gaiva vayig b'libo b'darchei Hashem, like the Shulchan Aruch begins and says at the very, very beginning, that even though the whole world is making fun of you for who you are, that you're a Yid, nevertheless, you continue on with great pride in who you are and your Avodas Hashem. And not to be concerned with Hamaligim Allah, Avodas Hashem, with people who make fun of you because of your Yiddishkeit and because of your Avodas Hashem. And you use this feeling of gaiva, of self-worth. Then it's a positive use of gaiva. Pedresh nun hei. Heichan knows hasherish amidas a gaiva. So the wrong question is, and the childish question is gaiva good or bad? That's a childish question. Is gaiva good or bad? That's a very shallow and childish question. The question that one should ask is, what is the shirish of gaiva? And how am I presently using it at this moment in my life? Not is it good or bad? That's narishkei. But heichan knows hasherish amidas agayv. Hokayim rak b'seichenu, or shkivyochal nimtza gam etzel b'yoylam. Do we find now our search will take us to the one who created us? Now, since each and every one of us is created b'tzelem elokim, and elokus is manifested in the spheres, in the midas of the 10 spheres and the 13 midas and so on. So we have to ask another good question. Do we find that Hashem has this mida of gaiva? Now that question would have been in yeshiva sacrilegious, because in the yeshiva that you went to, most likely you were taught, not necessarily, but most likely you were taught that gaiva is bid. So how could it be that Hashem should be a Baal Gaiva? So the answer to the question is no, there's no Gaiva by Hashem. The problem, of course, with that is that we're going to say in a very short time, Mitzvah Hashem, you could say the Kabbalah film whenever you like, but by Kabbalah Shabbos, we're going to say Hashem Molach Geyus Lovesh. And tomorrow morning by the Shira, we're going to say Hashira Lashem Ki Go'o Go'a. Hashem Hashem ki go'o ga'a. Hashem Molach Geyus Lovesh. Not even by Kabbalah Shabbos. We're going to say it already tomorrow morning in the Shir Shal Yom of Friday, of Erev Shabbos. Hashem Molach Geyus Lovesh. Mikum Ali Meid, it says in Pasuk, Hashem Molach Geyus Lovesh. Kishodim Megala B'Seich Hamidah Shlila Shal Gaiva. If a person sees in his life, in his personality, some negative expression of conceit of gaiva, al loy loymar chalila sheshor shenim tzeitzel bari olam. You're not allowed to say chas v'chalila that Hashem has a negative expression of gaiva. That's sacrilegious. Vadei shalom. Eitzel bari olam nimtza hasherish shel hamid. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find the shirish of gaiva, the other side of the wall, the place that's covered with a tablecloth. The shirish of gaiva is by Hashem. V'ha'odem mishtamish ba heichen shloit tzorach. The problem is using Hashem's gaiva, Hashem's holy gaiva, Ashir Lashem ki goga, using that gaiva in a way that it shouldn't be used. Listen, you could use a baseball bat to win the game for your team, but to crack open a person's brain, head. Is there something wrong with baseball bats? Is there something wrong with the baseball? There's nothing wrong with a baseball bat. There's nothing chiyuvi or shlili, positive, negative. Someone asks you, is a baseball bat a good thing? The answer is, it all depends. If you use it to hit a ball, to get some exercise and to play with your kids, then it's a gewaldige thing. It's a mitzvah. If you use the baseball bat to crack open some walnut to eat, that's fine. But if you're cracking open a person's head, that's not good. That's not good. So it's a silly question. Is it good or bad? Is a baseball bat good or bad? It all depends what you use it for. It happens that it's very easy and very convenient and much too normal to use gaiva to crack someone else's head open and to destroy your life and to destroy other people's lives and to use it in the way that it's supposed to be used, as it is in the shirish of what it really is. The midah itself is in the Boreolam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first step. Drop that question, is this, am I good or bad? It's also a dumb question. It all depends how you use your nefesh, elokis, nefesh Bahamas. Am I good or bad? What do you mean, are you good or bad? You're a Yid, you're a Jew. Are you good or you're bad? You're made from the same material that Avraham Avinu was made from, and Yitzhak and Yaakov. And so Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, what do you mean, are you good or are you bad? The only question that makes sense is, are you using your existence, your kaychus, your kalim, are you using them in a good way or not? Not are you good? I mean, of course you're good. What kind of thing is that to say? You know how many children, little children from the time that they're little, they think they're not good. Little kids think they're not good. How do they get to such a thing? Because they heard stuff. If you go to bed on time, you're good. So mashma that if I don't go to bed on time, I'm not good. If you eat your peas and carrots, you're good. Mashma, if I don't eat my peas and carrots, I'm not good. Then it gets much more serious. Like we learned that Torah from the Harn Stipler 2 years ago by Pashas Bereishis, that Adam Harishon was afraid because he was naked. And Hashem said to him, who told you that you're naked? Which means, who told you that you're not good? I told you you're bad. I told you, don't eat from the tree. I told you that you're naked. I never told you that you're bad. What I'm telling you is that you're misusing your goodness. That's what I'm telling you. You're misappropriating your koiches and your kishreinas, and you're breaking people's heads open and you're destroying other people's lives and your own life with the baseball bat that I gave you to hit one out of the park and to win the game. That's what you're doing. Not you're bad. Who told you that you're bad? I said such a thing. I mean, the Rosh Hashanah said, who told you you're bad? But all the kids, everybody's walking around thinking they're bad. I was just in a little while, not long ago, with the tzaddik of a bacher, mamish, the finest, best bacher. And he had some inyanim with a girl. No. Okay, it's finished. So I said to him, no, so stop going out. Are you going out? Go out. He's of marriageable age. Go out. So he starts to give me a whole drush about, I don't think it's right that a nice girl should go out with me. You know this drush? How could I go out with a nice, like a frum girl? You know, if I did such things with that person, how? Why would I want to mess up a nice frum girl with a person like me? So, oh, here we go. Who told you that you're no good? You used your hormones in a bad way. You made some bad decisions. You used your karchus in a way that was unfortunate. But who told you that you're bad? The Baruch Hu doesn't say such a thing to a person. Didn't say it to Adam and Chava. He said, you ate from the tree that I told you not to eat from. That was bad. What you did was a bad thing. I never said you're bad. What you did was wrong. Take responsibility and don't do it again. But instead, who's going to marry me? I'm not worthy of marrying a frum Jewish girl. Those words are just a green light to get messed up with another girl. That's all, with a wrong girl. When you start talking that way, who would marry a person like me? No. The Baruch Shalom is a Baal Gaiva. Hashem Malach Geus Lovesh. And Gaiva comes from him. Hagaiva Vahagdula Lechayolamim. Hagaiva Vahagdula Lechayolamim. But Gaiva became, for us growing up, a disgusting, dirty word. Because the second you take the Chai Olamim out of the sentence, then it's no good. Then it's just Hagaiva Vahagdula. What do you use Hagaiva Vahagdula for? To put people down. To make my wife feel that she's nothing. No. The Torah says, Hagaiva Vahagdula L'chai Olamim. L'chai Olamim. Whenever you feel that Gaiva creeping up inside of you, don't go into that place of I'm bad. Hagaiva Vahagdula L'chai Olamim. Rishlam, help me to use this feeling of self, of worth, of somethingness. Help me use this in a way that's bottled to you, Chai Elam, to serve you. Help me use this to tell me that I have the ability to figure out this tesis. That I have the ability to go out and to meet a nice Jewish girl and to get married to her and to build a family with her. Help me to feel that. Hagai Vagdula Chai Olam. That comes from Elokus. Kasha Ha'odamakya Sha'or Shal Hagai Vahumi Abari Olam. When a person recognizes that the Or, the light of Gaiva, comes from the Creator. Hare Sheheye Mida Zu Bo'or Yakus. Then you have illuminated this Mida of Gaiva with something very, very valuable. It's a new light. It's a new way of looking at it. Mimela yosek kalo lihilachimita. Mimela, it'll be easy for you to fight against its negative expressions in your life. You're not bad, and the guy is not evil. Just don't use it the way you're using it. Read the manual. Read the user's manual, and figure out how to use it, and look at, and find out how to use this in a healthy way, in a productive way. Kiesh or la gaiva. There's a tremendous or, a tremendous light to gaiva. We learned about this in Aris HaTshuva. Rav Kook was always, always worried about how the Baal Tshuva, you know, we're not talking about Tshuva like they say now. I mean, a person who did some bad stuff and then does Tshuva. So Rav Kook was always concerned that it's the natural instinct of the Baal Tshuva to try to discard, to throw out, to destroy everything that was in that part of his life that was not in the right way. And Rav Kook said he's destroying himself. He just, his the job of tshuva is to bring everything back to Kedusha, l'chai elamim, l'hashiv et hakol, v'heshiv zagzela, to return that which was stolen. When you take a mida elokis and you use it for something which is bad, you're stealing kivyochel from Hashem. You're stealing from your own neshama, and you're taking it and using the baseball bat to beat someone up. The job of a Jew is v'heishiv zagzela, to give back that which you stole. Give it back to who? The Chai Olamim. Give it back to the Chai Olamim. You're a ganiv. You took something very, very holy. You took something very, very good. And you used it in a very bad way. Baseball bat, something which is holy for when it comes to playing ball with your kids, it's very holy. You took the baseball bat and you broke a window. You messed somebody up. You have to take the same thing and do l'chai olama, l'chai olama. Not everybody that's making your l'chaim on Shabbos is necessarily doing that l'chai olama. You understand? Just because you like a bottle of schnapps and you pour yourself a glazel and you make a l'chaim doesn't mean it's l'chai olama. It means it could be just. It could be just for the sitrachah chas v'shalom. It could be for the other side. Not l'chai olamim. if you do, if you are the type that needs, or the lifestyle, should say need, that you enjoy to make a l'chaim, then it should be a l'chaim to the chai l'makabedit used to make the Rebbeinu Shlomo l'chaim. The only thing is, it wasn't a game by him. That's l'chai l'oma. L'chai l'oma. Im hum is ha'o eisa mikoch atzmai v'ishlilis. If you detect gaiva in your life, and it's something which is very destructive and negative, it's gaiva that's not l'chai l'omim. Ha'yishu mis'asik im chayisha gomer. And you don't believe that it has a sherish in kedusha. That means all you're doing is handling with darkness, with tuma. V'chayishach yi efshel l'garish imakleis. The problem is you can't get rid of darkness with sticks, by beating it. The darkness doesn't go away. But if as part of your project, as the main part of your project, to get rid of this negative conceit, arrogance, and haughtiness that you see in yourself, you find, you study, you learn, you misboinein. In the Or Ha'amiti, in the true light of the Midah of Gaiva Hashem Moloch Geyus Lavesh, of Ashir Hashem Ki Go'o Go'o. Harei She'ovad B'shnei Atzdodim B'Vasachas. Now you are working to really cure the Gaiva in your life. Not by its removal from your soul, that's dangerous. But by reapplying it, it's part of your avodas Hashem. So this way, you're working on the sur meira, but the sur meira is coming from the light of asei tov. No, you're good. And the gaiva within you comes from a very, very holy and healthy and good place. But it's being used in a way that's destructive. Can you try to figure out, with the help of tzaddikim and svar makadoshim, can you help to try to use this midah that you have, l'chai olama? If a person obviously has to learn what the spheres are, what the midas are, yud gimel midas, the spheres. It's a very, very important limud to understand. A person who didn't learn Tanya, doesn't learn Tanya b'Omer, doesn't learn Tanya b'Dvara, doesn't learn what the nefesh is, where does gaiva come from, where does ahava come from. So the bacha that doesn't want to go out with girls because he figures that he's no good, He used the midah of ahava in the wrong way. He's not bad, he's good. But he used ahava in a way that messed up himself and the girl. He's not bad. But what is ahava? What is ahava? What is gaiva? What is fear? What is fear? So many people now are afraid. They're afraid. I was talking to a guy yesterday. He wasn't wearing a regular mask. I was wearing a regular mask. This guy was wearing like a super duper heavy duty kind. You know, the ones that come out like a foot and it looks like it's cardboard. You know what I'm talking about? And I think that he had like one under that too. Mahamish. Very, 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 very big cover. And I was like 2 feet, 3 feet apart from him. And I was talking to him and he started backing off. He needed some more social distancing than the super mask that he was wearing. And I know him for many, many years, this person. I knew him when we were kids. And I'm telling you, he's the sweetest person. Oh, he's a pachtan. You know what I mean, a pachtan? I don't know a nice word for it. He's a chicken. He's been chicken-hearted since he was a kid. I knew him as a kid. He was a, when he was a little chick, he was chick-hearted. Now he's like a rooster or something. He's still chicken-hearted. He was always afraid. He was always afraid. When, like, when we were together as kids growing up and the guys wanted to do something that was a little bit, like, risky, like race across the Long Island Expressway, something like that, he was never a guy that would do that. He was always, like, you have to wait for the light to turn green type of guy. This person. He was always like that. But now it became like an Indian of COVID-19 and mask and social distancing. I'm not saying that everybody that is masked up is doing that. And please don't take that the wrong way. But I think all of us are noticing something like that. There's a certain midah of pachdonis that a person has. That's not healthy. It's not healthy. Forget the svarim, and even I've seen in psychology things, svarim say that that when people who are obsessed with it, they're the ones that make themselves in a certain way more vulnerable. It's a big tire. It's not for now. I worry about the ones who are most frightened of it. There's a way in this world that's it's strange. But dafke, when you're most afraid of something, it has a way of catching up with you. Hashem Yirachem. When you give it the most attention, and you keep on coming back to it, like, you know, you have something that itches, keep on going back to it, that's the surest way of sticking around. It gets a lot of COVID by being by you. There are people for whom the COVID-19 feels they get a lot of COVID. So why should I go to someplace who's not makshiv me at all? If I can get so much covered over here by this guy. So they prefer to be with those who are mechabed. This germ likes to be by those who are mechabed. If you're not mechabed, it doesn't have anything to do with you. You're not machshav at all, it goes away from you. I know it's not, I'm not sounding scientific now. That's okay. I'm not, I don't mean anything that's unscientific or anti-scientific. But there's truth to that in Metzias. Not only a matter of belief. There's a midah that's a midah of pachad. It's one of the midahs of being afraid. Being afraid of dying, being afraid of getting sick, being afraid of whatever. It's a midah. Does that mean that the person is bad? Chas v'chalila. Does that mean that pachad is a bad thing? We daven over geen tein pachtige. But that's the difference. The people that I'm watching, a lot of the people that I'm watching are so afraid of this disease. They don't seem to me, maybe I'm totally wrong. I should be done like Avschus. I don't see necessarily that all of them have the same fear of HaKadosh Baruch that they have of the virus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that to his Talmidim, the Halavai, you should be afraid of Hashem like you are of Bosav Adam. That extends also to an invisible virus. Pachad is a gewaldige thing. Yeah, the Pasuk in of Shkoyach Tov, you're right. That's the key. The key is not you're good, you're bad. Pachad is good, pachad is bad. Pachad is gewaldig when it's the Chai Olamim. Or when it works in a healthy way to prevent you from going to places that you shouldn't go to. You should not go spending a Sunday afternoon in Shechem or in Yericho, unfortunately. Here, Shmuel, don't go to Shechem in Yericho unless you have like armored trucks and a dozen soldiers. That's sad. But that's the Metzius right now. You should be afraid to go. A person should be afraid to go. And if you have somebody that says, I'm not afraid, he thinks he's like Rav Meir Kahana, and he's going to walk into Yericho, you know. Like I remember there was this guy that, when we were in high school, there was a guy, a friend of mine, he was in the JDL. Not because he's not alive anymore. He was in the JDL. And he went to Bensonhurst, and he had a T-shirt made up that said on it, blank Yoshka. Blank Yoshka. And it had a thing like with his picture, like making fun of him or something. Lank Yoshka, and he went in Bensonhurst. There are a lot of Frumma Goyim over there, and he went walking. This is his Inyan. He felt that he has to teach the world a lesson like that. You know, he's not a Pachdan. Yeah, he's not a Pachdan, but he's a Shoita. To use the Midas in a way that's L'chai Elam requires Seichel. It requires Seichel. Self-control and Seichel. Michad on the Kudus HaShlisha B'gaiva. Av mi'idach, hey, it's a Gaiva Midas. Kashem mi'irim is a Gaiva HaMidas. The way it is, that if you light up, if you ignite that true Gaiva, the Gaiva of L'chai Elamim of Ashir L'Hashem Ki Goga, then a Gaiva Hashkaris Mistalekis. It's not so simple. It requires a lot of work. But when you ignite that fire of Gaiva of Kedusha, then Mimela, the false Gaiva, the ridiculous and silly Gaiva of being a conceited Bal Gaiva is Mistalekis. It goes away. That's why I told this bacher that Yudavka should go out and meet a nice, firm girl, so that the midah of ahava and of chesed should be used in a good way, in the right way. You obviously have a lot of this in you, that you want to be loved and you want to give love and you want to connect to someone. Say that's you did it the wrong way, but now go out with somebody and that's nice, and you use ahava in a good way. It's not complicated. But you have to use your seichel. And then mimela, the destructive mida, the destructive use of that mida becomes silly. The same way that if you learn how to use the baseball bat, you're a caveman and you thought that the bat is for beating people up. That's how you use the bat. And then someone came from the West and taught this caveman that no, you can have this game and it's called baseball and you have a lot of fun. You can hit the ball there and you can run after the ball and you play with people. So then he says, so then what should he use the bat now for beating people up? Od pam nargish. It needs to be emphasized. Shtei ha'avoydes tzvichas le'ha'osas b'makbil. Of course you have to do both. Sumei rana seitoiv b'yachad. Sumei rabba seitoiv. Of course you have to recognize that you're using gaiva in a disgusting way, and that you're a bal gaiva, and it's terrible. Of course you have to recognize that. And you can use some of the methods and some of the advice that you see in different books and svarim about how to overcome the gaiva. As long as none of the advice takes you to a place that says that you're worthless, that you're nothing. Because those are the biggest bali gaiva. Kishem shodom liyoch l'achli l'kayim rak mitzvah sasei, loy mitzvah sloy sasei. The same way that a person can't say, I only want to keep the positive mitzvahs. I'm not into the loy sasei. I like Shabbos, I like tefillin, I like benching lulav, but I don't like any of the negative commandments. I find them to be a challenge. You can't do that. Or hipuch, or the opposite. Mitzvah loy sasei, I only like to keep I'm just careful with the loy sasei. The loy mitzvahs I say, but I don't want to keep the positive mitzvahs. You can't do that because it's one program. The assays and the los assays. Sumi Rav Aseitov is one program. Kach gam when Agel Avaydis Hamidus. It's the same thing when it comes to Avaydis Hamidus. Kishem Shieshna Avayd LaHasir Sachayshach. The same way there's an avodah to remove the darkness of your life, to recognize the darkness, and to take steps to remove the darkness. It has to be done simultaneously, together, really following the avodah to reveal, to learn about, and to understand the or, the positive light, the other side of the wall, the midah where it comes from, in Elokus. What's gewaldig about the midah? What's good? What's positive? What's holy about this midah? as Hashorish Eloki Shiva. Hashorish Eloki. Aval ha b'hatalya. But you have to have both. Ze b'loy ze lo yitzlach. You can't have one without the other. You have to be honest about how it's being manifested in a destructive and negative way. You have to be really brutally honest with yourself. You have to be able to identify that conceit and that arrogance, that haughtiness, for what it is in all of its uses. You have to identify it. And you have to daven to eliminate that from your life, to remove that from your life. And you have to take positive steps to run away from that. But that's only when you're on the program of Asei Tov, of the Or of Gaiva, of the Or of Ahava, and so on. This is, of course, one of the big, 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 big yesodos of Torah Sabal Shem. When a person identifies, and you see that there's some gaiva that you have, there's a bechina of what I was saying before, to use the gaiva as a way of serving Hashem, which is positive and healthy gaiva. And you continue to daven to help you, to strengthen gaiva chiyuvis, the positive way of using my sense of value and worth. That I can make a difference in the world. That even though I'm one person, and who am I? I'm not Rabbi Sachs, all of a shalom, and I'm not Rabbi David Feinstein, all of a shalom. I'm just me. But you learn from those two tzaddikim who are very different from each other, how one person can change the world. And we could do that too. And if you don't have a gaiva of kedusha, you can't do it. You can't do anything. You can't change it. You can't change your own life. You can't change a diaper, and you can't change your kid. You can't do anything. That's what it means. Admosa yigiu ma'ase l'ma'ase avoyse avram yitzchak v'yakov. But I'm also an avram yitzchak in Yaakov. I also have such kaiches. So what are those kaiches? To learn what they are. Of course, the light of Hashem's gaiva is only good, is only pure. It's not anything that's negative or ugly or destructive. It's infinite and good. So this is where we have a problem. The bottom of the page. Kishaboyim lavoid es avodas hamidos. So all of our adult lives, those who were raised learning, and even those who are not want to become better people. When we work on our midas, kishaboim lavaydis avaydis amidas, im zoichim lahayus amemad shel ha'ein mida b'mida, mekavim tzad noisef shel avayda. If we're able to use the method that we're learning about now to access that part of the mida that's ein mida, that transcends all gvulim, that's higher than my negative conceit and my anger and so on, that's higher than that, that comes from the higher part of the Mida. Then we call them tzad noisav shal avayda. Ulam b'lav ha'chi yesh l'adam rak tzad echad v'chasal ay tzad esheni. But if all you do is identify that's wrong with your Midas, then you only have one part of it. Working on the midah as a midah to get rid of is only half of the work. So and because of this, avodas hamidos is much harder than it needs to be. It doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be. But it is. The same way, I guess, that if you go skiing, it's very hard if you're using one ski. I never went skiing in my life. But I would imagine that to go with one ski would be a problem. How are you supposed to do anything? probably it's easier to walk than to use one ski. So if a person's only using Sur Meira, then the Midah seems like something which is insurmountable. Insurmountable. I can't do this. It's bad. I'm bad. I've never succeeded with this. I can't do this. I can't overcome this disgusting, dark, terrible Midah that I have. So we understand that that attitude makes it very, very hard, or almost impossible. Listen, working on midas is not easy. Therefore, a person shouldn't feel like think that there's some kind of magic. It's not overnight. It's not magic. But we definitely can make it easier. It's hard, but we can make it easier. And the way to make it easier is when I stop only looking at the negative aspect of the Midah. And I'm only using one koyach, the koyach to fight against Ra. But instead, I now have two weapons. Siluk Ra, removing that which is Ra, ubitusho, crushing it, and so on, breaking it. And by being Megala, that this Midah has another whole other part that's called the Chai Olamim, and that I can connect to. That's Ein Seif. It's infinite, infinitely stronger than this Taiva that I have, or this Gaiva that I have. Infinitely stronger. So the person sits down by the computer, and something comes up on the computer, and it says, press this button, or it has that little arrow on it for more. And you shouldn't be going there. So do you feel powerless? You have to press that button? You feel that you can't overcome that? You feel that this taiva is something which is it's too much for me. This taiva is too much for me. You become weak. It's like taking the gun away from the soldier. You don't have the equipment. You don't have the weapon to fight. The bed that you see is monstrous. You take out this little pen knife to fight against the monster, and you don't recognize that the sherish of that is infinitely greater. It's ein midah. It's bli gvul. A Jew has kaiches without gvulim to be able to fight against any taiva, any gaiva, any bid use of a midah. A Jew has the strength of that. It's true that it could be that a person is broken to such a place that he doesn't believe that he has such kaiches. But a person has those kaiches. Moshlam Adavadayma, to what can this be compared? Odom Socha Shnei Savalim, Sheyisu as Algaba Mekarer. A guy hires these two schleppers to carry your refrigerator, to move and carry the refrigerator. Sabal Echad, Yoshe Bitzad Veshoyse Bir Lahanasa. Probably all seen this. One of the guys that you hired is sitting on the side drinking a beer. And the second schlepper is carrying the refrigerator by himself. Covetly. And he says to the guy that owns the refrigerator, who hired him, the refrigerator is too heavy for me. So the guy says, of course it's too heavy for you. I hired two schleppers. I hired two schleppers, and you're schlepping by yourself. The nimshal is that we have two schleppers. For us to get rid of any negative manifestation of our midas. One is fighting against that which is ugly and negative, to remove it. The darkness, all that's missing from it as a result of it. But the other schlepper is the or of Elokus of that midah. And with that, you could lift up this heavy burden. You could lift the midah out from its negative place, and you could bring that midah to a place that's called L'chai Olamim. L'chai Olamim. You could bring it out from the dirt. You could bring out the gaiva from the dirt. You could bring out the ahava from the dirt. And L'chai Olamim. But you need the second one to help you schlep. You have to have two schleppers. Something heavy fell into a deep pit. Right, Simla Harima. So you want to get it out of the pit. Ma'aisim, what do you do? I read them Adam Echadamata. So you lower Ruvain down into the pit. Some heavy, big, expensive thing would have fell down there. So you lower Ruvain down into the pit. Kaishimus Achevit Samchevel. Guy down, you throw him a rope, and the guy takes this heavy thing, whatever it is, like a block of gold, and he ties up the block with a rope. Echad oimed al svas habor u'moshech. Then a guy stands on top of the bor, and he's pulling up the heavy thing. Vasheni milamata doichev esachev esklapei maila. And the guy down below is pulling it up, pushing it, and pulling it to get it going. V'kach b'yachem b'koyches m'shutofim. And so too, by joining forces, matzlichim laharim esachev, they're able to get the chefetz up. But you have to work also down there in the pit. The guy's got to work. He's got to tie it up with a rope. He's got to move it around. He's got to get it going. You have to look at the negative. You have to acknowledge that you have something really bad, that you fell into a pit, and you want to get out. But you also need the help from a higher place, the high alumnum, from that higher shurish of the midah, to pull it out. By everybody, there's this midah of gaiva that has fallen deep into the pit of the klipas. How do I get it out from the klipas? So one thing is shumeira. I try to overcome this. I try to get rid of it. I try to stay away from that wrong website, from that wrong person. I try to stay away from this bad thing or whatever it is. I try to read, you know, svarim that talk about how negative this midah is and so on. That's one thing. But it's not going to work unless there's a part of you that's standing milamala from higher up. From a higher place. You lift this up, the chayalam, to look at it from a higher place of where it comes from. And who am I really? Bamis, who am I? Otherwise, you're just carrying the refrigerator yourself. It doesn't go. Unless you're a skinny Arab in Yerushalayim. In 1979, I once told you the Maisa, you can enjoy this. My wife and I were just married for a few months. We lived in Yerushalayim. I was learning in Carlo. And we had to get a refrigerator. The refrigerator that we had in the apartment didn't work. We had to get a refrigerator. So my wife and I went to Meir Sharim. Where else do you go for a refrigerator? Went to Meir Sharim, and the guy took us to the back. It was Chassid Shiyid. I remember that he was a Chabadska, but he looked like a regular Yerushalmi. He was a Yerushalmi Chabadska because he had pictures of the Rebbe there. And he took us to the back, and he had a yard with refrigerators that looked like they were from the time of the Bayis Shein. Refrigerators. They look like they're mamish from the Bayis Shein. It's got like these, it was like a cemetery of appliances. And he comes and he takes me over, he says, this one. I said, how much is it? He says, $100. I said, nah. All right, I got him down to 75. I'm embarrassed. I probably got him down to 50. But we bought it for $75. Refrigerator. I'll tell you before I tell you the whole ma'isa that it was the best refrigerator we ever had in our lives. And we've had a lot of refrigerators. Everything was cold mamish. It was gewaldig. The best refrigerator. And it was big. Big. A monster. And it was cold. $75. But what happened was that it had to be delivered. So I asked him, when's the delivery? He said, delivered. Delivered is another $10. I said, what do you want me to do? You want me to carry this from Meir Sharim to I'm in Bayit Vegan. What do you want me to do? So I handled him down. That for $2, he would deliver it. So I said, when are you delivering? He said to me, whatever it is, on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And he was true to his word. On Wednesday at 3 o'clock, it was a hilly thing, and this Arab comes walking, this skinny Arab comes walking with a refrigerator tied to his back. This refrigerator is tied to this guy's back. He's bent over almost to the ground, and he's pulling a mule along the side. And the Arab is carrying. I have no musa that comes from this. I'm just telling you a funny story. The Arab is carrying the thing on his back, and the behemoth is going like Paro Melech Mitzrayim. You understand? He's walking over there. He doesn't have a care in the world. He's walking. So this guy comes. I felt rachmanis. I brought him a drink, and I helped him to put the refrigerator down, the Arab. And I asked him, what's the matter with you? How come you're carrying this thing and not the donkey? What's wrong with you? She starts to say to me, this is a bad behemoth. It's a rush of a donkey. He says, the last 3 years, it doesn't want to work. He has problems with his donkey. So he said, we started off, it was carrying it at the beginning, but then he didn't want to do it anymore. I said, you're coming from Meir Sharim? Up to Bayit Vegan? He said, what do you think, I'm crazy? I said, no, by the Tzomet, by Shari Tzedek, that's where the truck let him off. He didn't carry it all the way from Meir Sharim. Only from Herzl, from, you know, over there, by Shari Tzedek, he's carrying it to Bayit Vegan. The terrace is, you got to get your mule to work. Or you got to get a new one. Because you can't schlep that thing by yourself. The main koyach to schlep, the koyach that Hashem gave us is nefesh elokis, chai olamim. That's the main koyach that we have, is the or of asay tov, of kedushas hamidus, of elokus, of simcha. And when you have that, then you're able to carry already. But if you're missing that, it's too much to carry. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll finish the sefer next week. Try. I don't see you. I love you. I'm thinking Shabbos.